Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our Word of the Week takes an in-depth look at important Bible words so we might increase and deepen our understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word.
Welcome back to Burden and Blessing and our Word of the Week. This week we are considering a nice Lenten term. It's the word renew. Quite often during the season of Lent, we hear that word or that concept of renew or renewal. We hope that Lent will be a time of renewal, a time where we will have new life. A lot of times this idea of renewal brings out the idea of a refocus on the truths of God's Word and also of spiritual growth, that we will be encouraged in our faith and that we will refocus our attention on what Christ has done for us. This really comes out during the season of Lent. Now, the word renew or renewal or renewing is found a few times both in the Old and the New Testament. One of those passages that comes to mind that speaks about the importance of renewal, and we might tie it to the season of Lent, is found in the words of the Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Paul encourages Christians, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." From the very basic understanding of that word renew, the word literally means to make new or to make new again. Paul says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind so that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. During the season of Lent, we are mindful of our sins, of our failures. And we are also mindful of the sacrifice which Christ made in order to redeem us from those sins, those failures in life. And so as we consider the love that Christ has demonstrated toward us, we are also motivated once again to demonstrate our love in return for the love that He has shown us by not being conformed to the world, but through a renewing of our mind. How do we renew our mind? This is something that we pray for quite often in our worship services. In Psalm 51, verse 10, we hear the prayer of David, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me." Now, those words from Psalm 51 are part of our liturgy and are sung quite often after we hear the sermon. The "create in me," that the Lord would renew in us that right spirit that we desire. This is not something that we can bring about in and of ourselves, but it is the work of God in us. Again, Paul writes in 2 Corinthians 4, verse 16, "Therefore we do not lose heart. Even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day." This renewal cannot take place all by itself, and it is not motivated simply by our human will. Rather, the renewal takes place through the power of the Word of God in Word and Sacrament. The Christian is drawn back to the Word of God, to the sacraments which God has instituted for our benefit, and it is through that Word and through those sacraments that we are renewed in our mind, that we might prove what is good and acceptable and perfect in God's eyes. In Titus chapter 3, Paul emphasizes the importance of the work of God through the Holy Spirit in bringing this change about in each one of us. The Apostle Paul says to Titus that we are not saved by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy He saved us through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit. During the season of Lent, we can't just do nothing and expect that this renewal will take place. This renewal during the season of Lent takes place because of our use of the Lord's Word and sacraments. During the season of Lent, we have extra services during the middle of the week that we might focus our attention on the sacrifice that Christ has made for us. We receive the Lord's sacraments. We are reminded that it is through those words and sacraments of our Lord, through His means of grace, that we are renewed in our mind, We are changed in our lives through His Word. During this Lenten season, don't miss out on those opportunities that are given to us in our worship services, in our Bible studies, in our own home devotions to make use of the Lord's Word and sacraments that we might be renewed in spirit, that the Lord might create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. Thanks be to God for His many blessings to us during this Lenten season and always.
We encourage you to listen for a new word each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. Until next week, be assured that God's word is truth and is more precious than gold.